Larry, who is the hospitality school working with? How does it connect with its students?
The hospitality school is a nonprofit program. It's on the Herman Holloway campus of what's the primarily the State Department of Health and Social Services down south of Wilmington on Route 13. But it's a private nonprofit organization that happens to be leasing space on the state property, and it's a program that teaches the basics of the restaurant industry, really, to young men and women who are pretty much down on their luck. They're primarily referred to the school through the State Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, which serves people who are having trouble finding employment or have special needs, physical handicaps, whatever. And also they have a grant through the state's Criminal Justice Council, which means that they're providing a program also for former prison inmates and folks who are on work release and the like.
So tell us how it works a little bit. It seems in a lot of ways it's kind of a culinary boot camp of sorts.
Well, it is. It's a 14-week program, 11 weeks that are spent in the school and 3 weeks with internships at the conclusion. And in those first 11 weeks, the students are there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they're essentially cooking in the morning, taking lessons, learning all sorts of different things about cooking, from whether it's a week making salads, a week learning breakfast, seafood, poultry. There's some time spent towards the end of the program on learning different international cuisines as well, Italian, Mediterranean, Mexican, the like. So it's a fairly broad instructional model where you learn a little bit of everything, but you're also doing this in 11 weeks before the internship starts. So it prepares the students for entry-level jobs in the restaurant industry.
And it seems like it's been, over its 4 years, fairly effective, both from the numbers, what it's actually done in terms of placing people who are students there, and also in just hearing from some of the students that you talked to for this piece who seem to walk away with more than just those skills, but perhaps some other things that kind of helped empower them as they move forward with their lives.
Well, I think let's look at it quickly from the numbers. For over 4 years, they run four classes a year, 10 to 12 students per class. So you're in the neighborhood of 150 graduates thus far. 85% of them have gotten full-time jobs within the restaurant industry upon graduation. 80% of those have been able to keep those jobs for at least 1 year. So those are pretty good numbers right off the bat. In terms of talking with the participants in the program, I had a chance to interview four of the students in the class that is graduating this week. And it's easy to say from looking at all four of them that, yeah, they've come away with skills and, more importantly, a sense of confidence and self-esteem that they did not have before. A couple of these guys were prison inmates and served fairly lengthy terms, one for armed robbery, another one on drug charges. A couple others had been through schools that they didn't really relate to. One fellow was a Concord High graduate, another one went to Glasgow, and they just didn't really connect with their teachers at the high school level. And here in this culinary arts program, they found that the instruction was something that was more meaningful to them, and that they were able to learn better and really develop an appreciation, a sense of what they wanted to do going forward.
I guess in a lot of ways that seems to be the overarching mission of the man behind the program, Rick Carter. He seems to be someone who is looking for ways to, again, help people find work, but also kind of, as I said before, maybe empower them and give them something that they haven't been able to find elsewhere in other programs or in other schools, as you mentioned.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, Carter tells me, you know, that his heart and his passion is helping youths who are at risk. And of course, this program, young men, young women, and some of them not quite so young people in this the current class are up in their 30s. One of them is 48 years old, even. Carter started in the restaurant business when he was 13 years old, and you know, working at a donut shop or whatever. And he worked his way up and got himself into hotel management and food service business and the like. And you know, so he's learned a whole lot along the way. And at some point, he kind of got tired of it and decided that he would maybe like to start a school. That didn't quite come about the first time around. Then he went off to try to get a degree in psychology, got his degree in psychology, and suddenly came to realize that he didn't want to sit at his desk and listen to other people's problems for 8 hours a day. And he went back to what he knew best. He revived his idea of the school, established it as a nonprofit, and reached out, secured several contracts with the state, and he's got what appears to be a very viable program right now, training folks who need training and who are really looking for a fresh start in life, and that's what's going on.
We're talking with contributor Larry Nagengast about his piece on the hospitality school. And it seems like this story and Rick Carter's story in particular and others like the late Matt Haley, that there's a sense that this food and culinary industry seems a little bit more likely to take chances on those who face some of these barriers to employment that you've been talking about, things like a criminal record. Any sense as to, you know, why that is, and you know, why, you know, so many in the field are willing to work with these graduates, or in the case of this program, host some interns for the program?
Well, I think part of it is that people who start in the restaurant industry and the hospitality industry and work their way up through it, they've had a chance to interact with people who have been down on their luck and who have not been particularly successful. But you can get into the hospitality industry and learn a lot of things. It's not necessarily dependent upon having the highest IQ in the world or having a great deal of book learning and the traditional skills. You can teach somebody how to cook and how to prepare food, and if you look at the industry and the type of work that's involved, you know, it's not like being a cashier in a retail store, or an accountant or a bank teller, whatever, where you're dealing with money and there's a chance of theft and things going wrong of that nature. So a service industry like the restaurant industry, where your employees are working with food, it's a situation where you're less likely to commit a crime or be involved in a criminal activity that's going to have an impact on a large number of people in society. So they can be a little bit more forgiving in that respect.
The school, as we mentioned, has been around for 4 years. But it's not necessarily an easy thing to operate, and obviously it's not necessarily something that's cheap either.
Oh, no, it's not. I mean, Carter says it costs anywhere from $700,000 to $1 million a year to run the school and its programs. And a lot of that, of course, comes from the grants from the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, Criminal Justice Council, and the like. But in addition to that, Carter has a business which is called Pineapple Catering, and it's a catering business like so many others that will handle events. It'll do weddings, parties for nonprofits and businesses and the like. And the revenue that Carter derived from Pineapple Catering, to the extent that there are profits, that he plows back into the hospitality school, and that is a way of supplementing the costs of the program and making it more cost efficient to operate.
Is that not unlike what the Colonial School District and William Penn High School is doing with their culinary program, where the kids get to do some of these events, and it kind of connects with what they're doing in the classroom?
Oh, absolutely. There is a connection. The students who are in the hospitality school have the opportunity occasionally to work part-time jobs with Pineapple Catering. And they've gone out and they've done events, for example, at Wilmington University, at the Wilmington Montessori School. And one of the things that that Carter tells me is that these students come back and they didn't realize that social events like this occur. It opens their eyes to a whole new world, seeing high society, as it were, for a night or two at a time. And they're so appreciative for having the opportunity to see how the other half lives. But the other piece of that, too, is that so many of these folks who are going through the program at the hospitality school come in there with very low self-esteem. They haven't had much success in life. And then they go out on a job and they're on a catering project, for instance, and somebody tells them, oh, this food tastes really great, or I really like the presentation, the way the dishes are set up. And it gives them a sense of pride and satisfaction that they hadn't received before in their life. And that builds, creates a spark, and helps carry them forward.
And is there some opportunity for this program to expand?
Yes, there are opportunities for it to expand. Now, the basic culinary arts program, there's not much room for that to expand. 10 to 12 students is the ideal, and it's a 14-week program, so you really can't do much more than the four a year. However, they do run a separate program at the Ferris School for Boys during the regular school year. They do two groups of kids there. They are going to have a summer camp, and they are starting a co-op program in the fall for high school students. And I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work, but they are going to be bringing in high school students after school for a period of, I think it's going to run actually a couple of years. So you'll start like in 10th grade and work through 12th grade and learn the culinary arts industry over that extended period of time. So there are a lot of opportunities, possibilities there for this program to expand and for it to reach more people.